And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Spatzer, Commander-in-Chief, tiptv.co.uk. The date is Monday the 24th of November. We're here at 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Right, let's kick off as we always do. Mr. Zach Meir, the PR for Master Investor. Morning to you, Zach.
Morning.
And Mr. Richard Hunter, Head of Equities, Hargreaves Lansdown. Very good morning to you, Richard. Yes. Can you tell that I'm a happy moose this morning? My football team won, Zach.
Well, it looks like anybody can beat Liverpool now. I mean, they're really struggling.
Don't take it away from us. We were exceptionally good.
I'm glad this one London club had a good result with it.
Yeah, your team weren't so good this weekend, were they?
No.
Right, let's kick off as we always do with the broker upgrades, downgrades. Let's turn our attention to the first slide. Zach, London Stock Exchange, Babcock International, Imagination Technologies. You've chosen these three. Why have you chosen these three? And more importantly, what are you thinking?
Well, it looks like Citigroup got London Stock Exchange wrong because they were previously neutral and it's standing at £17.50. The shares are rising like a homesick angel, as you would say, at the moment. They're currently around £21.50 and their new target is £24, which the way they're motoring at the moment, they could probably hit that by the end of the year, which is another, 4 or 5 weeks to go. So that looks incredible. The Babcock International situation, Liberum Capital are going for a sell and a 10.65 target.
They had numbers last week and they were up 6%, I think.
So they had a new contract win, and Neil Woodford, arguably the greatest fund manager of the moment, is long at them. So a brave move there from Liberum Capital, okay. I would have thought. And then finally, a stock which I like, these sort of tech, there's only a few tech, UK tech stocks, but I like almost all of the big ones, or the medium-sized ones, I suppose they are compared to the Americans, but Imagination Technologies, JP Morgan, overweight with a £2.75 target. And that also coincides with roughly the resistance or the highs of the year. So I think that's achievable while the shares hold 180. They're currently £1.97.
I think on the stock exchange one as well, the recent trading update they had implied that there was a good pipeline of M&A to follow, which obviously could have wider implications for the market next year.
And IPOs, yeah. I suppose, yeah.